Hello, my beautiful souls. Welcome to another episode of the Shemmy Sophie podcast. If this is the first time you're here, hello. If it's not, welcome back. I am really excited that you have chosen to listen to this episode because this is the first episode of a very exciting series that I'm bringing to you guys. And this new series includes a number of different guests that I'm bringing on. However, what makes this one different is that normally with my guest episodes, they are coaches or they're people, the our mentors or lead healing spaces. However, this series is a business truth story series. So I have heart picked some small business owners and entrepreneurs that I have connected with on my journey so far, and I have brought them onto the podcast for this series the next few weeks. I think the next, like, this for an entire month, even more than a month. I have brought them on, and they are sharing their journey, they're sharing their business journey, and the majority of them are actually product-based businesses. And I was really inspired to do this, one, because I'm stepping more and more into this role as a spiritual business coach and subconscious healer. So I work with a lot of people around the world in different ways and different capacities to support them in healing from within and creating a business that is deeply aligned with them, that fulfills them and allows them to truly just step into their purpose, you know, step into their purpose, step into their passion, and turn that into something that creates abundance for them, creates a life that they love living, just like I have the past few years as well. So in each episode, I will be diving deep with these beautiful, beautiful souls that I'm bringing on and their journey. They'll be sharing behind the curtain, you know, because I know it can be easy for us as small business owners to kind of get caught in the trap of comparison and thinking it's easier for others or thinking it's not possible for you too. So I have brought these particular people on to share their story and allow you to see behind social media, see behind how they actually navigate entrepreneurship, how they have continued to stick to their path and create success for themselves. And yes, they're still on this journey, they still move through it all, they still move through the challenges and navigate it all. But I have brought them on for you to relate with them and also see yourself through them and not feel so alone, and also feeling like, okay, it's possible for me too, because these people that I've brought on are just like us. We're just ordinary people that are actually extraordinary because we unlock that within us, right? So I hope that you really immerse yourself into the series. Please, if you haven't already, subscribe and follow to the podcast and tune in each week. So every single Wednesday there's an episode that drops, and for the next few weeks there will be a business truth story episode with different entrepreneurs, different small business owners around the world for you to be expanded by their story, learn how they navigate entrepreneurship, not feel so alone in your journey, and just get inspired and excited to also come along the journey with us. Because if you're here and you're listening to this episode, you're listening for a reason, right? Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur, an early entrepreneur, an established entrepreneur, you have clicked this episode for a reason. There's something within you that wants to expand and evolve into a business owner or deeper into the leader that you are. So yeah, just immerse yourself into this episode, into this series, and be expanded by it. And if you want to go deeper, I also have something special that you guys right now are hearing for the first time. I haven't launched it anywhere yet, but you guys are being lovingly invited to my upcoming workshop, Unlock Your Magnetic Leader: How to Build an Aligned Community and Business. So not only have I got this podcast series, this guest podcast series for you to be expanded as a business owner, as a small business owner and an entrepreneur, I have created and I'm bringing to you a live 2-hour experience to truly unlock your magnetic leader within you and get you expanded and excited to either start or continue and grow your aligned business, your aligned soul-centered business. So without rambling too much onto it, because I really want you to dive into this episode today, but in this workshop, if you're feeling called to be supported by me, to be in my energy, to kind of absorb my wisdom around navigating entrepreneurship, starting your own business, growing your own business from a soul-centered place, from an aligned place, from a true core fulfilling place. In this workshop, you will learn the four major inner shifts and blocks. You will also be guided through meditation, through journaling exercises, and through an EFT tapping as well. So this is an experience and an embodiment workshop, but you will also learn the four tangible steps to grow your own aligned business. And I'm putting aligned in italics, underlined, bold, because I have been supporting a lot of entrepreneurs recently, and there's been a lot of disconnection or burnout or overwhelm or just misalignment within themselves and their business. So if you are an established business owner, this may be an amazing opportunity for you to come and reconnect with your business, reconnect with yourself, shift the inner blocks so that you can create a business that is in true alignment with you, that is in true alignment with your soul, with your potential, with the vision that is on your heart. So if this is feeling exciting to you and you want to leave feeling clear on your inner blocks and how they're impacting you and how to truly navigate them and leave being connected to your aligned soul, the business vision and magnetic leader within you, and be equipped with the tools and the guidance to truly just make it happen for you too. Like, go listen to this episode, be expanded, and if you want to also start making that happen for you too, come and join us in this workshop. It is on Thursday, the 24th of August. So Thursday, the 24th of August, we'll be going live, and it is £10 per person. So this is actually a paid workshop. It's literally only £10 because it's going to be a full-on experience that you get to keep the recording and come back to and practice those meditations, practice those exercises and those journal prompts, and come back and listen to that and be in the energy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a link in the show notes for you to check out, and if you want to come join us, then you can just put your name, your email address, your information in, and you will get a confirmation email with all the next steps for you to come and join us on Thursday, the 24th of August. If you can't join us live, however, I really do encourage you to come live. That's where the magic truly happens, where the power truly happens. We're also going to have a Q&A at the end as well. So if you can make it live, obviously that is the most powerful. But if you can't for any other reason, there will be a recording sent out. And because it is a paid workshop, you will get lifetime access to it. So I'll leave the link below. If you have any questions at all, you can easily just send me a message, send me any questions on Instagram. I will leave a link to my Instagram in the show notes. And you can even just message me saying workshop, and I'll know exactly what you're saying. Magnetic workshop, I'll ex know exactly what you're interested in, and we can have a chat. I can answer any questions. But if you know that you want to be there, you're meant to be there, this is an opportunity that you've been asking for, then come join us. Be expanded, be inspired, be empowered, and start to unlock this magnetic leader within you. Because, and that's why I've created this, because I know that if you have a desire to be a business owner, to be an entrepreneur, that's a desire that's on your heart. There's a part of you within you that knows that you're meant to. So it's about unlocking that part of you, unlocking that magnetic leader, and stepping into that version of you so that you can create something extraordinary that fulfills you on all levels, that allows you to thrive in your life. And I just now know truly that that's possible for us all. So I hope to see you there. Go enjoy this episode, and I'll see you on the other side. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Shameless Sophie podcast. I'm so excited to have our first guest for the Business Truth Story series. So this is a series that I have started inside the podcast, that I'm bringing soul-centered, heart-centered entrepreneurs and small business owners onto to really share the depth and the kind of parts of of a small business owner that we may be scared to share or we don't see as often, but also allow them to share their wisdom, their growth, their courage, all that has they've kind of embodied on their journey so far, so that you can also feel expanded. Because I know that there is a lot of small business owners that listen to my podcast and take in all my wisdom. So I thought it'd be a really fun, expansive series and opportunity to have the business owners, the small business owners that I've connected with on my journey, to allow them to expand you as well. Because I've heart picked small business owners that are not just coaches. Like, they're not coaches, they're product business owners and service business owners that are not coaches. Because I know that I've had a lot of coaches on here and they've given all their wisdom and their kind of hearts and souls around their journeys. So I wanted to bring in small business owners that are product based as well, and allow them to share their voice, share their journey with the world. So welcome our first guest of the series, Connie. Hello, how are you?
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So Connie and I connected a few months ago, and she has a product-based business, and she sells manifestation journals, crystal bracelets, and all that spiritual, beautiful product. So I'd love for you to kind of kick off the conversation and tell us a little bit more about your business.
Yeah, it's kind of a long story, but I'll provide a synopsis. I was an architect before, and like many people during lockdown, had a lot of time to really think about whether that was the direction I really wanted to go. I think for a long time, I hadn't been following my intuition in that I was pursuing architecture to please other people. And I know a lot of people end up in that kind of boat with like parents kind of saying at sort of 17, you've got to get a career that's like well paid. And that's kind of put on this pedestal above like what you enjoy. So I went down the sensible route and I wouldn't say I hated it in any way. But I think I knew from probably a couple of years in that it wasn't creative enough for me. And there's something missing at a deep level. Yet I still continued. I continued for 8 years. And then eventually during lockdown, that finally like rose up within me, that like intuitive nudge. And it was aided by other things in my life, like relationship just ended. We were obviously in lockdown with all that extra time to think. And I just felt like a fresh start was in need. So I decided to pursue a business. And I think like to begin with, it wasn't even like I decided I wanted to do a thing. I just knew I really wanted to start a business. Like the seed had been there for a couple of years before I even like got going on this. Like I didn't really mind what business it was. I just had this burning desire to start one. And I ended up sort of investing in like coaching programs for the first time. I worked with initially like sort of low cost group coaching programs, and they just brought me out of my shell a bit and got me into this like expansive thinking vibe, and took a few manifestation workshops, and that ended up playing a lot into my, I guess, my belief in myself to start a business in the first place. So yeah, in the end I ended up deciding to launch a kind of spiritually inspired business. And I started with pieces of artwork that were inspired by the universe, the lessons, manifestation, that kind of stuff. And yeah, like I was all rosy glasses on and like optimistic, like when I launched it. And I think like one of the things you're saying you want to talk about on this podcast is like the struggles that come up. So yeah, I mean, it was amazing, and I'm so proud of myself for taking that move. But like, the reality is, it's been a really hard few years. Like, it's not all been easy. And I launched back in, I think I started working on it in sort of May of 2020-ish. And I eventually launched it in the March, all the time working, either full or part time, as many small business owners will relate to. And yeah, like I think in my head, I was like, oh, I'm a spiritual babe. I'm like a manifester. Like I'm gonna launch this thing and it's just gonna be amazing. And I'm gonna make loads of money and sell out, and it's all gonna be like skipping away in the sunset type stuff. And like I launched, and on launch day, like it's not that I don't feel grateful for what happened, because I did have a good launch day for a business that hadn't, like been heard of really before, apart from a few posts on Instagram. But I knew the majority of the people that ordered by name, and I was like, I'm not actually launching to like customers. And then that was the start of the resistance journey. And since then, it's been, I would say, a journey of mindset more than anything. Like I've had to pick myself up and be picked up so many times over the last few years. And yeah, in the end, I ended up going on to launch various other different types of products, as you mentioned, like spiritual bracelets. I do some sort of embroidered clothing, and most recently, my manifestation journal, which you know about as well. That was what really changed my business. And I think it was a combination of it being like the right time for that product to be launched onto the market for people, and these resistant blocks that I've been working through being lifted. And I launched that in June of last year. And since then, like it's just transformed my business. Like I went from a business that wasn't really making money to a business that like actually is showing real genuine potential to make a lot of money. And it's not all about money, obviously, but when you've worked at something so hard, to finally feel heard for the first time is really, really good. So yeah, that's kind of where I am at the moment.
I loved all that, and I feel like there's so much to unpack there. There's so much things I want to say. One, I want to look at like why do you feel like mindset is important? Because that's what I really love. I feel like we connect a lot deeply on, and why we feel really aligned is because you, as a small business owner, truly do prioritize mindset and inner commitment and inner healing. So because you believe that has an impact on the success of your business. And I'm obviously working with a lot more small business owners and opening their mind to the power of mindset work, the power of subconscious healing, and how that shifts things within your business. All right. So I'd love to look at that aspect of things as well, and look at, and I think that will also kind of trail into that kind of turning point of things, because I think it's really important to like emphasize and look at, yes, at the beginning it was a struggle and you were really asked to lean into that resistance and look at what was happening within you and what was going on, so that you could then unlock something from within, unlock this idea of your manifestation journal, put that out to the world, and that create this momentum within your business. So I think that does really seep into the power of mindset. So why do you, and I absolutely love that you invested into coaching programs. I didn't know that. So love that, and that kind of just does emphasize like the power of mindset. And so I would love for you to share, like, why do you feel like that is important, and how do you feel like that has truly shifted things for you and your journey so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think mindset is important for everybody, like business owner or not. But I do think it is especially important when you're on this journey where you don't have a boss to give you constructive feedback. Your belief in yourself is all you've got to keep going. Like it's my favorite kind of thing I always like to return to, is like the only difference between those that succeed and have, six, seven figure businesses, and those that don't, is that those that don't, they give up. But that's the hardest part, because it's a challenging journey and there's so many moments, like I'm sure you can relate. Like I've been tears rolling down the face, like, oh God, this isn't what I thought it would be. Like, this is so hard. But it's being able to tackle those moments. And for me, one of them is like, I find myself in those dips when things feel hard. I have a tendency to go into kind of victim mindset mode, where you're like looking at the sky, like, why is the universe doing this to me? Like, I'm not any done anything to deserve this. Everything is so hard. And then it's being able to notice that in yourself, and like be able to then reframe that into, like those limiting beliefs that are resurfacing from childhood or whatever it might be, being able to like reframe those into a new power statement. Those are the moments that like pick you up and allow you to keep going on this journey and not give up. So for me, mindset work is just like everything. There's a reason I launched a manifestation journal, and it's because journaling in the mornings to aid my mindset has been absolutely huge. There's loads of other stuff I'm a big fan of, like EFT, I think is absolutely powerful work. Gratitude, whether that's like on walks, in a diary. I think before bed, I think is a really amazing time to think about the things you're grateful for and like what it does in those times where you feel like nothing is going right. It makes you realize that actually everything, I'm safe, everything is actually okay because XYZ, I'm really, really grateful for. And when you can shift your kind of like energetic vibration like that, it's really, really powerful in business, I think.
100%. Like I always say that entrepreneurship is the biggest self-growth journey like you'll ever go on. Like even like I with being a business owner, like you are in a constant state of evolution and you can truly evolve into such deep, expansive ways if you allowed yourself to. But choosing or being guided to being a small business owner and wanting to succeed in that path really does force you to look at your darkest fears, to face your darkest fears, to heal from like within, to expand your mind, because you are putting yourself out there, you're doing something different, you're choosing a different path that isn't deemed normal. Like you said at the start, like the reason you were guided to like where you are now, before that you were on a projected path, which a lot of us tend to be on until the kind of light starts to shine, right, in our own divine timing. But yeah, like unfortunately with just the society that we live in, we've been conditioned to like have that 9 to 5, or like this is what success actually looks like, and we end up not happy or not fulfilled, or like what you said, like knowing there is something more within you, knowing that this isn't it for me, this isn't it, and it's being able to come into yourself, like connect with yourself on a deeper level, like peel back those layers of limitation, of kind of victimhood on what's happening within the mind, what's happening within the subconscious mind, so that you can start to like bring to life who you really are, what you truly desire, and like what you want from your life. Wait till I pause this for a sec. Listen. Sorry guys, we froze a little. We had to pause the recording. But what I was saying was, yeah, like I think we're conditioned. We're like we've got this like this projected perception of success, and we go down this path and we realize that that's not actually where what's truly fulfilling for us or like makes us happy. And then obviously what you had that realization as well, where it's like I have so much more to give, there's something else. And that's also what I experienced too. And I'm sure if you're listening and you are like a small business owner, you're an aspiring small business owner, there's something within you, your soul, your intuition, that knows that you have more to give, that there's something more out there for you, and that you want to create something of your own, right? But creating something of your own, it does, yeah, like we spoke about, takes more, takes that inner strength, takes that devotion to yourself, that commitment to yourself, to really expanding your mind, showing up for yourself, like putting yourself out there. Because like to have a successful business, you do have to put yourself out there, you do have to lean into your fears. It is fucking scary. Like you're betting on yourself, you're taking these massive risks, and having a limiting victim mindset is not going to support that. Like you're not going to get far, you are going to give up. Like there's times where I could have easily given up on my journey because it would have been so much more like quote unquote safer or like easier. But I was determined because one, I knew that this, like I was connected to this path that I was on, And two, I had the resources, the tools, the spaces, the support to move through these fears that were coming to the surface to be healed, so I could step more into my potential, into my potential and my purpose that I've been given. And it's kind of like a choice, isn't it? Whether you're like, right, I'm just gonna allow these fears to hold me back and just keep me here, or that willingness to lean in, to look at them, to heal them, to get yourself into those coaching spaces to be supported on a deeper level. So I would love for you to share and like help people like feel less alone as well. Like a big thing about this series is for us all to feel supported and connected to one another and see that we're not alone, because I know that entrepreneurship can be lonely. It can be really, really lonely because you start losing people and you kind of get frustrated because nobody's supporting you or people don't understand why you're doing things, and it can get really lonely. And without the support that I have attracted and put myself into with my coaching friends and the programs that I've been a part of, I wouldn't have gotten through, especially the last year. And I think like the first years of entrepreneurship are probably the hardest for sure, because you're building it from scratch and you're also rebuilding yourself as well in a more expansive way. So to have people that make you feel less alone, to hear their stories, to connect with each other, to support each other, to celebrate each other, to just hold each other, and then in the journey is one of the biggest gifts you can give yourself as an entrepreneur. So I'd love for you, Connie, if you feel safe to, is just kind of share the main struggles that you have experienced so far in your journey and how you navigate them, like on a daily basis.
I mean, in terms of people, yeah, I'm completely with you. I think entrepreneurship is one of the loneliest careers you can probably embark on, especially at the beginning when it's just you, and you don't have any staff, and you don't have a boss to report to. For me, it's been a mixture of, like you say, finding your people online, which has been huge. And I actually spoke to the part-time job I just left. It was a very small business. This woman had absolutely smashed it. She was a huge inspiration to me. But yeah, she was saying like she found her circle, and you find people, whether that's like, it can even be like competitors, you know, like people that are just doing the same thing as you or doing something similar, or other small business owners. It's really helpful for me, I found, to connect with product-based business owners. I would love to connect with more of them. So if you are one, please reach out to me, because I'm always looking for conversations. Like I've got a Zoom call booked in on Monday with another product-based business owner, because it's good to like vent and plan and just like discuss what's working and what's not working, because you don't have anyone else to discuss that with apart from, you know, like family members. And I won't.
Or if you have a coach or like family, but like it's just to have that safe support system, like people that are on the same journey as you, people that are going through it as well. And I'll let you continue, but I do want to speak about also like that the competition, like comparison and competition versus collaboration and connection.
So I think like there's been, what's that saying they say, like if you see people's social media and it makes you feel rubbish rather than like inspiring you, then you should probably like unfollow them. But I want, in some ways I kind of disagree with that in a way. Like I think if it's not inspiring you, it's because like you're allowing like jealousy to take over there. And as soon as you can move past that and take elements of what they're doing and allow it to inspire you, and like think about ways that you can put your own spin on that. Everybody takes inspiration from other people. Like it is just the world we live in. And you don't have to feel kind of guilty for that either. But yeah, I think, you know, like the lady I'm meeting on Monday, for example, she's very closely aligned with my business. She does spiritual products, she does affirmation cards like me, like, and we just chat and we just like, you know, like cheer each other on. And like she's running an amazing giveaway at the moment, and I was like, yeah, this is fantastic. I promote her like Kickstarter campaigns for her, and there's no reason why you can't do that. It doesn't mean It's very much like a scarcity mindset. If you're saying like, oh, if I promote them to my clients or my customers, that means I'll lose them. Like there is enough people and like interest to go around. Like they probably might like to buy some things from you and some things from them. Like it's not an either or situation. I think that's what you fall into when you do the whole like competition mindset thing.
Exactly, and that's something that I like have learned like massively the past year, because I did fall into that lack and that scarcity and that unworthiness and the comparison last year as well, as I was navigating from just a mindset coach to like a mindset coach for business owners, you know. And I was like falling into that because I was new and it was scary, and I just felt a lot come to the surface. And I think if you are someone who what I would love, two things I would love to share with you around this is, first of all, when you are seeing someone and you feel jealous or like you're comparing yourself to them and who, like what they're being, what they're doing, and what success they have, and everything like that, one, that is an opportunity, an invitation for you to look at what's happening within you. Where does that jealousy stem from? Like, what is causing you to feel that jealousy? And how can you start to heal that and clear that, right? And stand deeper in your worthiness and your potential and your confidence. But also, when you see someone and you're like, you are amazed at what they are doing, even if there is jealousy there, and you can see that they've got potential, that's because they are mirroring back to you the potential you have in you as well. Like, everyone is a mirror to you. So if you're feeling jealousy from that person, they're mirroring something within you that you need to heal from. But if you also see success and potential in them, that's also mirroring to you that you have that within you. But it's about unlocking that, is going within and unlocking that, like healing that jealousy and unlocking the potential that you also have too. And something that I have really learned the past year, especially as spiritual business owners, and obviously you'll be able to truly relate with this as well, Connie, is that we live in an infinite universe. We live in a fucking infinite universe. There's just a never-ending amount of people in this world. Like, people are coming into the world every single day. We're never going to get to a point where we're just ran out of people to support or to touch or to connect with. There's just so many people, and it's all in the mind. It's all in the mind when we think that if you promote somebody else, that's taken away the small amount of people that want to invest in you. If you could start to open your heart up, open your mind up to that abundance, to the overflow that's genuinely available to you, that's when you will start to see it coming into your reality. Because, for instance, I'm in the launch, not in the launch, I'm in the process of running Aura Elevation, which is a 3-week co-hosted experience program with two other coaches in my industry who are my best friends, who have supported me through the majority of my journey, and I would not be where I am today without them. And that is, it has been the most expansive, fun, exciting journey to be on that with them. And it doesn't take away, and I obviously had to do a lot of healing to get me to this point where I feel safe enough to be in leading that with them, to be anchored into my potential, into like my like confidence in what I have to give, because both Maggie and Carly are so gifted in their and what they have to give. But we all, it's been able to look, find your uniqueness, right? And be able to know that everyone has something special to give within their businesses and within who they are. And it's about how can we together as a collective connect with each other, collaborate each other, and rise together. Nobody, like, we're not in a race. We're not competing against each other. Like, we're doing this together. Like, how can we shift out of this competition mindset and way of building businesses, way of building lives, and actually as come together as a collective and rise together? I think that's like one of the biggest things that I feel very called to shift in
Yeah.
the industry and just like in the collective. So that's kind of like something that came through like around all that, I'm sure that people will feel like expanded on. So if you want to
Yeah,
Sorry,
I've been like dying to jump in for like those five things you said. I've probably lost about three of them now, but I was like, oh, I've got something to say about
oh,
that.
I don't.
I need to get a notebook, don't I? Yeah, so what was it? So the whole comparison thing, and you're saying about reflecting back to you. I've noticed in myself, and I think that this is like a widespread thing, like it's a really powerful thing to be able to realize that when you are jealous, what it's also showing you what you want. Like it's a huge intuitive nudge from the universe. And you're jealous because you're seeing, like you say, like what you're aligned with. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You can use jealousy as a tool to be like, ooh, I'm quite jealous about that. Like, I think I want that actually. That needs to go on my list of manifestations. And like, look, it's like a playful thing rather than something like that makes you frustrated.
No, but I honestly, I love that as well. And I think that just goes to show like the power of like expanding your mind and like building this muscle that you can shift these quote unquote negative or disempowering emotions to more empowering emotions. Like even though that you're feeling jealous, it's like, how can I shift this? And that's what like building this muscle within your mind and within you to be able to do that. And honestly, gratitude, like you spoke about, gratitude is one of the simplest yet powerful practices that has allowed me to one, become a magnet, just become a vibrational match to such amazing opportunities and people because I'm in such a state, I'm in such a high vibration and state of gratitude that you're like a frequency match for like higher vibrational things. But also it's allowed me to strengthen this muscle that when things go quote unquote wrong, I'm able to have that perspective shift because of the muscle that everything is working out for me. Everything is okay. Like I am grateful. You're able to shift that perspective so much easier than if you are in a victim mindset, if you are in the world is against me, everything's fucking hard for me.
Yeah, and I think like gratitude is often this thing that you almost think, I think people overlook it. They almost think it's like quite basic. They're like, what? Like, oh, my friend, she told me, I only write gratitude lists when I'm trying to trick the universe to give me something, which I love. I think that's so funny. But it's actually like the most powerful thing. I mean, I've shared on my Instagram that like at the moment I'm writing a gratitude journal that I'm planning to release hopefully by the late summer. So I'm literally like writing so much about gratitude at the moment and learning so much because I'm doing all the research and stuff. And it is like just amazing. Like it's such a powerful mindset tool. And it doesn't have to be boring either. It doesn't have to be like a list of like 10 things, because if you keep doing that every day, it can get repetitive. You can make your exercises and your mindset exercises at like fun and dynamic, like mix it up, maybe like mix in some drawing there. Like, why don't you draw what you're grateful for? Or why don't you write a letter of gratitude to someone that's done something really nice to you for you recently? Like, keep it fresh and like keep it fun. And like, gratitude is a once you kind of establish gra like a grat a gra there, sorry, I can't speak, a grateful mindset as like your go-to mindset, like it is so powerful for manifestation. It's just like unmatched, I think. It's like almost the fuel of manifestation.
No, 100%. And gratitude was I spoke about this in the podcast before as well, but gratitude was the very first practice that I got into, like on my healing journey. Like I just started gratitude, and to this day, I still do. And I truly do believe it has been a massive part of where I am and who I am today, and the confidence that I have. That like, yes, I obviously have done such deep inner work, like subconscious healing with tapping, with meditation, with like hypnosis, past life regression. Like I've done loads of journaling, like I've had one-on-one coaches, I've been in group programs. Like obviously those are a big part of it as well. But I truly believe like one, gratitude got me into it all, but it's something that I always come back to. It's something that I can always come back to and can always realign me, recenter me, open my heart, and allow me to vibrate at a higher frequency and expand my mind and come back to like the present moment and what is actually happening and good and exciting. And something that I do as well I don't know if you do this, but you could add it into your journal. I'm going to put Connie's Instagram and TikTok and the links in the show notes for you to go and check out her pages and her content and her products, because they are such beautiful pieces of art and
Thank you.
original products. So I'll put this stuff in the show notes. But what I like to do as well is, like, obviously do my gratitudes and my present kind of moment gratitude, but also my future gratitudes. So, like, obviously to manifest, it's being grateful for that thing that you don't yet have, but being grateful for it now as if it is here. So something that I've been doing for the past 2 years, as well as my daily gratitudes with what I'm grateful for right now, I then sink it into. I don't like separate them, I just sink it in to like future ones as well. So if I write, I'm so grateful that I get to have a business that fulfills me and lights me up, and I can connect with people all over the world. I'm so grateful that the sun is shining today. And then I just go into saying, I'm so grateful that I get to travel the world with freedom, with stability, within a business that lights me up and thrives every single day. I'm so grateful that I can give back to my family with ease. Like, and even though those aren't here in this present moment, mixing them and melting them in with the present day gratitudes will then start to allow you to, one, vibrate at that frequency, and just like your subconscious will just believe that that's there, and you will see that coming into your reality.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to call that like a gratitude rampage. Like, when you just let it like fly onto the page. So like absolutely when you're writing kind of what you're grateful for in future, and you're not worrying about how you're writing it or how it's coming out, you're just kind of in flow and you let what comes up. And like again, it's one of those things where it can show you what you want the most, and really feel into that gratitude. Of your future self, which is so powerful. So, absolutely.
I love that. And talking about kind of coming like into that frequency, I'd love to talk a bit more about intuition, because you spoke about that at the start, how like before you were very disconnected to your intuition, and it was tapping into your intuition and starting to listen to it that led you to where you now are, to the business that you've started, to leaving your part-time job, leaving your full-time job, and like going all in. And obviously coming into your intuition every single day as a business owner is very, very vital. It's so important, especially in times when things are like scary, when things are unsafe and you don't know how things are going to work out, or people around you are like, why don't you just get like a normal job, or like why don't you just like get something safer for now, and your mind can just go off on what other people think you should do. And I think it's really important to have that deeper connection with your intuition. One, so you don't give up. Two, so you could create a business that actually is in alignment with who you are. And three, so you don't lose yourself, because you can easily lose yourself in the midst of this journey. So I'd love for you to kind of chat about that disconnection of your intuition, how you started to connect deeper with it.
Yeah, I think for me, like it was always there, but it was almost like a background noise. And then it reared its head, not through anything I did, but it literally like it surfaced in this big like realization. And that was like related to everything, my life at that moment in time, and how it like just needed to change. And it's gonna make me sound absolutely nuts, but like I literally heard. It was a voice, but it was my voice in my head, but it wasn't like a thought. It was like this very powerful voice. And it was like, I will always be here for you. You have to do what's right. And yeah, that in that moment, I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to change my whole life. But that I think was my intuition like surfacing. And since then, it's been much easier for me to tap into that because it's all about getting quiet and clearing the noise, a bit like what you're saying. Like, as business owners, there's a million and one things we have to be doing every day. Especially if you're a one woman band or one man band, you're running your social media, you're your accountant, you are your marketing expert, you're your packaging, fulfillment, like everything. There is an endless list of things to do. And if you don't take time to like quieten the mind and like just check in with where you're going, how you're feeling, you can end up running on like autopilot, especially when, like, as well with like social media today, there is so much content out there that's like, you need to be posting 5 times a day on TikTok to grow. You need to be implementing this strategy, this, you know, like it is loud out there. And if you don't have control of like yourself and your feelings, in that you don't take time to just like sit with yourself and think, what do I want to work on next? Like, what projects do I want to do? Not what everyone says I should be doing. Then, you know, like you're gonna go into autopilot and be doing these things that aren't fueled by passion. So it's something that I'm still working on and learning, because I'm also like someone that I would say used to be very much hustle mindset. Like when I was back in architecture, I'd be working 10-hour days, like, and it's still a challenge for me sometimes to be like, hang on, I need to take a step back. But I think once you start doing it, you're then able to realize when you're like not in your flow more easily. So you can then like course correct when you're like sort of taking actions from this space of like, I need to control everything, rather than like, this is inspiring me.
Definitely. And what I'm hearing here is like really unlearning what isn't truly aligned with you, the projection, again, the projection, the conditioning that we has been given to us, who has been unconsciously being given to us and is no longer serving us, and relearning what is going to serve you, what is going to support you, what is going to allow you to not just live, create a business, but live a life that actually fulfills you, that actually lights you up, that makes you feel at peace, that makes you feel free, that you wake up every morning like excited to get up, excited to pour into your projects, excited to live, you know? And it's something that unfortunately, like a lot of us don't experience, like the reality of so many people's lives isn't that. And I truly believe it's because of the projection and the conditioning that we've been given that doesn't serve us, that doesn't make us feel good. And it's about, and if you are listening to this episode and you listen to these types of podcasts, there's some, obviously you are committed to this work, but there's something within you, or there's something within you that's like, right, I want to heal. I want to unlearn what isn't actually in alignment with me, so I can learn how to truly thrive in my business, how to truly thrive in my life. And I think the first step for you and I was that reconnecting with your intuition and starting to heal your heart through gratitude, through expanding your mind. So I'd love for you to share, like, I think you have already, but some ways that people could maybe continue doing that, or some ways that you do that, like on a daily basis, to reconnect with yourself, realign yourself, because like you said, both you and I are still learning, and we're still like anchoring this deeper into our subconscious, because it's obviously conditioning that has been given to us our entire life. It's going to resurface, and it's going to take time and commitment to truly unpack, right?
Yeah.
It's what truly does allow you to create a success that is fulfilling, that is sustainable, and that doesn't lead you to burnout, that doesn't lead you to resentment, that doesn't lead you to feeling lost and unfulfilled, because that's not why you're here. That's not why we start businesses. And there's no point of starting a business if you're going to take all the patterns and behaviors and beliefs that you've held throughout your life and this secure, dead end, unfulfilled job into your business, because that's, you're just going to experience the same reality.
Yeah, definitely. And like, I'm totally with you as well. Like, it's a constant journey. It's not something you do once and then you're like intuitively aligned. Like, you go through it in waves and in cycles, again and again and again, through different challenges. Like, was it this week? Last week, I realized, in a bit of like an epiphany, that I wasn't living the life that I could be living and that my future self would be living. Because I recently like left my part-time job to pursue my business. And in my head, that was going to look like, you know, I will be like a total boss babe. I will be like dressing up, and like I will go to the yoga in the morning, and like I'm going to have so much time to do everything. And like, I realized, I'd taken my kind of hustle culture that I was sort of using in like my part-time work. So when I had 2 days a week, I'd have to cram so much into those days to run my business. But I didn't change anything when I went full-time. Like I was still like really like grinding myself down. And I suddenly realized like, hang on, I'm not living the way I want to live. So like I decided to like join a gym and I was like, I'm gonna go to morning yoga. I'm actually gonna do the thing. I'm gonna live like that boss babe that like I pictured a few years ago. So I've been doing that and it feels really, really good. And funnily enough, like I'm feeling more creative and ideas are coming to me. But yeah, in terms of like what people can do, for me, it's like my spiritual practices are like my rituals that I feel so strongly about. And it is, you know, like manifestation journaling in the morning. And what comes under that for me and in my journal is gratitude as part of it. It's three actions a day. Like I strongly believe like you should take three inspired actions a day towards your dreams, but don't like write down any more than that because, you know, like you'll end up not doing everything and then you'll end up doing nothing. So like just prioritize is like a huge thing for me. And also just like keeping an eye on like synchronicities as well. I don't know how like spiritual your listeners are, but I assume like a little at least. But a friend messaged me actually like 2 days ago. She's like, I don't know like how to like tap into my intuition. Like, do you have any tips? And I'd say like to flex the intuition muscle, a really good one is to just start with like synchronicities and like signs. So if you're ever into like your angel numbers or tracking your dreams, or what's another good one? Yeah, like if you see, I mean, for me at the moment, I'm literally like seeing sunflowers everywhere. And I googled like spiritual meaning of sunflower, and it was like you're born to rise above the rest and like face towards the sky. And I just love that. Like you need to keep looking for the light, basically, is the message that I'm taking from that. Keep growing, keep aiming towards the light, and like you will like flower and like blossom. And like that's why I love these kind of spiritual messages. And I think it's good to sort of reflect on that because then I think you start tapping in a little more rather than looking externally for answers. So, for example, like I've been like facing quite a lot of resistance to social media and like noticing these signs, I've been like, okay, I just need to keep growing and keep finding the light. And like if I'm not enjoying it, like we change things and it gives you that kind of, I don't know, inspiration. It re-inspires you because the answers come from within.
I love that. I love that so much. And again, that's something that's really supported me as well, as those angel numbers and connecting with my deeper with my spirituality as well. Because I actually am putting a post up tonight, the day that we're recording this, all about like building your business with spirituality allows you to release so much pressure and control and weight that again has been projected onto us that we're holding that is actually blocking the success to come through. And like you said, like when you've wanted to go self-employed, like fully self-employed, your soul was saying, and your future self was saying, your highest self was saying, we're going to do all these things, and it's going to feel so fulfilling, so free, because this is the truth of you. This is where you feel the most alive. But you didn't, you're human, your fear, your ego, whatever it was, didn't allow you to truly fulfill that when you first stepped into it. You were still stuck in like old limiting, disempowering patterns that took time for you to become aware of and start shifting. But as soon as you start embodying that soul self, that version of you that's the truest version of you, you feel that shift. You become a magnet. Things flow easier. And that is obviously connecting with spirituality as well. Your soul is your spiritual being. Like you are a spiritual being, like living a human experience. So it's like, how can you tap into that part of you and know that you're infinite and so supported? And how can you, like, I was thinking earlier on, I was stood in the mirror and frequently throughout the day, I open my chest and I ask the universe to guide me and like show me what to do, what to say, what to give, to call in more clients, to give the right value. Show me, guide me. And it one allows the intuitive guidance to come in, the divine guidance to come through, because you create that space, you open your heart, you open your mind to allow it to come through. But also, it is so much easier knowing that you're not doing it all alone, coming back to that alone piece of the puzzle as well, that there's something far greater than you up there being like, yes, fucking girl, let's go. Like, I'm with you. I'm going to support you in doing this. Like, let's go. Like, and when you can truly like lean into that, miracles happen. Like, magic really does happen. And if you're listening to this and you're like, what the fuck? And like, this is what Shaima Sophia is like. We believe in miracles, because I wouldn't be here if I didn't believe in miracles. And I am a miracle because I have an underlying heart condition. So basically, I'm a miracle. In the Shen community, we attract miracles. But literally, when I was going through like a really hard season last year, like very dark, very unsafe, nervous system, so dysregulated, crying every day, completely lost, so dark, lost all my confidence, lost all my worthiness. And I truly believe that had to happen, and I truly believe it was coming to the surface to be cleared, to be healed, so I can sit in this position with what I'm holding now, with the success that I'm holding, with the leadership that I'm holding, with like the confidence and worthiness that is deepened deeper into me because of the space that I've cleared within me. But it was that pivotal moment where I surrendered to the universe. I was like, I have no fucking clue how this is actually going to work out, but I surrender. I trust that this is the right path that I'm meant to be on. I trust that I'm meant to be doing this, no matter how hard it can feel and get to my human at times. Show me the way. And as soon as I'd done that, Connie, as soon as I'd done that, that's when shifts started to happen. That's when opportunities started to find me, ideas came through, clients came through, because I just released that pressure, I released that control that I was holding on to, and things started to flow deeper to me. So if you're listening and you feel this heaviness, you feel this pressure, you feel this control, like, this is your sign to let go control, like open your chest up a little bit and ask for that guidance and watch fucking magic happen.
Love it. I love it. Yeah, it's so true. Like, honestly, I think a huge part of like intuition, it is just having faith that you will be guided. Like, you need to like have faith that the universe will surprise you and like give you the answers. When you believe they're coming, and I've been the same, like my whole business journey, like especially the first couple of years, I think it was quite dark and I went through a lot, and like there was a lot of resistance, but I always came back to the fact that I believe that these challenges were coming up for a reason. And I had to believe that. I had to believe that these challenges were going to make me a stronger business owner, a stronger person. And when you can do that and reframe that from the victim mindset that we were talking about earlier, and believe that like the lessons are like powerful and worth it, then you're there, then you're not going to give up.
100%. And that's actually a belief that I have been stepping deeper into like the past year, of like the universe loves surprising me with opportunities that allow me to thrive. Take that, anyone that's listening, take that, put it somewhere, lean into it every day, and watch opportunities find you within your business that truly allow you to start thriving. Because I lean into that all the time, and opportunities after opportunities find me, and you're all of a sudden at this place where you're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this is, everything is shifting together. But it is, like you said, like these fears are coming up for a reason. And when you can realize that and take a step back and look at that, that's when space is created. That's when shifts happen. And if you're still here and you're still listening, this is your sign to look at those fears, to not be so scared of them. I actually had a client tell me that one of our old coach told her to tell her fears to shut the fuck up. And I'm not going to tell you to do that. I'm going to tell you to love your fears, see your fears, hear your fears. They want to be seen, they want to be acknowledged. So how can you, maybe you write a letter from your fear to you, just allow it to speak, allow it to be seen and heard from you, so that you can start cultivating a more loving relationship with those parts of you. Because like, your fear just does, it does just want to keep you safe. But this soul version of you, this intuitive person version of you, is like, we're gonna go big, we're gonna put ourselves out there and create something amazing. But our human, our fear is like, God, we're safe here. So how can you allow your fear to feel safe with your intuition, to feel safe to come along this journey with you? That's what I'll say about that. But what I'd love to do to wrap up this amazing conversation, two little questions for you is, what advice would you give your past self who was starting out, this version of you you're in right now? What advice would she give that past version of you who's just starting out her business?
That's such a good question. I almost have like, oh, I'm scared to answer it, like, and get honest. Let me think. I think number one, don't rush. Like, there is no rush, and starting a business is not an instant success, and it's going to take you years. And if you put time pressure on this, then you're not going to be showing up as the best version of yourself. What you design isn't going to be the best version of what you're capable of. Like, this isn't something to be rushed. You're investing in your future. So take your time, think about things. Think about, I mean, even if you're right at the beginning, think about the name, think about the products. You don't have to rush into things. And yeah, just take your time over decisions. And I think the second one would be invest in learning. Whether that and support as well. So like in the traditional sense, like learning is really important, and investing time into learning how to run a business is going to get you there so much faster. If you have like a mentor or you learn from a course, then you're in the attitude of like, I'm just trying to figure it all out. And I know it's scary to invest in things, especially if your business isn't profitable yet, but ultimately, like if you've chosen this path, you're in it for the long haul. So like if you really want to get there faster, you're going to need to invest in learning and support yourself. I still have a coach that I meet with every month. Like, I've had her for like year and a half, and I honestly don't think I'd still be here without that kind of support, you know. So yeah, look for support, and take your time, I would say, are the two.
I love that. I love that. And one last question is, what advice would your future self give you right now? Because like you were saying, you are, if you're listening, and Connie and I are in this for the long run. So it's like, how can you make decisions from that version of you who knows that she's in it for life? You know, what would your future self? So right now, with where you are at in your business now, what advice would your future self give you right now?
I'm just
For
like, I'm
life.
smiling because you're bringing out like these absolute bombshell of questions. I'm so unprepared. My future self, honestly, like my future self, whenever I visualize her, is this like real, like completely sassy, like boss babe. Like, she just exudes confidence, and she's really creative. That's what the energy I get is like. She's been able to delegate like everything she doesn't enjoy in business. So she's like this creative, like fire. So I think it would be about expansive thinking, and it would be something along the lines of like, think big, dream big, and move even when you're scared. Like, don't be scared of investing in products, in coaching, in, you know, whatever it may be. You know, 'cause we all have these human thoughts where we're like, oh God, it feels big. Like my journal I'm releasing, I'm like, oh, should I invest? Like, should I take out a loan to fund it? Should I do a Kickstarter? And realistically, all of this is just like low level noise. The main thing is like, get that journal out there in whatever way feels expansive, and just do the thing. Like, just do it. Like, and then move on and do the next thing. Like, don't worry about the little details. They don't matter because you've got that vision set in your mind, which means it must be, the universe must deliver, because there is no other outcome. So
Like, I truly believe that the ideas, the desires that you've been given have been divinely given to you, and it's inevitable if you commit to making that happen that it will happen. Like, the universe will work in magical, miraculous, amazing ways to make that happen for you if you really allowed yourself to open up to that possibility for you too. And there's never going to be a time where you do not feel fear. Like, as a human, as an entrepreneur, like, you're going to feel fear, especially when you are stretching yourself or putting something new out there, expanding your comfort zone. Like, there's never going to be a time where you're like, okay, fear is completely gone. Let's go. Completely confident. There's always going to be a level of it, but it's whether or not you allow it to hold you back, or whether you're like, hi, I see you. You're telling me that we're doing something scary, or we're doing something expansive and we're stretching ourselves. Let me show you how much it can expand us. You don't need to worry. I have got you. We're doing this together. And I think that's what really, really has shifted things for me within my confidence and within my potential, as I also continue to expand and to step into my leadership, step into the kind of massive growth that's starting to happen within my business that felt really out of reach just a year ago because of what was happening from within. So if you're still here and you have listened this far, like, this is a sign you are meant to be a successful, soulful entrepreneur. It's about coming into yourself, healing from within, connecting with your intuition, and taking those leaps, these leaps of faith, betting on yourself, and knowing that your evolution, your success really is inevitable. It really is inevitable. But thank you so much, Connie. I could chat forever about this, but I'm so grateful for you coming on and sharing your light, sharing your voice, sharing your experience. I'll leave all your kind of links in the show notes for people to find you and come check out your products and your energy and follow along your journey as you go on as well. If you are still here and you're listening, I'd love for you to take a screenshot if you want, share it to your story, tag both Connie and I in your post as well. Let me know who's been listening and who's a small business owner and expanding with us and rising with us. But yeah, is there obviously you've spoke about your gratitude journal coming out soon as well, and it's TikTok, Instagram people can find you. Is there anywhere else that people can find you?
Mainly TikTok and Instagram, to be honest. Like, TikTok's my jam. I'm always dancing away on TikTok. That's my place.
We're dancers over here in the Shine. So I'm sure you love my energy. You will 100% love Connie's energy. But again, thank you for listening, guys. Thank you for being here, Connie. And thank you for tuning in to the very first episode of the Business Truth Stories. Bye, guys.